there are quite a few books containing ready-made rituals that you can adapt for your own use. For instance, I mentioned the passing candle a few minutes ago, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that. A passing candle is a large-sized church candle on a holder with a purple ribbon tied around the base. It is lit whenever there is a death or a passing. It may be that of someone in the family, a friend, a passing of someone well known and loved, or a disaster that claims many lives. The candle is placed on the altar and lit for about 30 minutes to honour those who have left us and to light their way into the higher world. A short prayer or an offer of thanks for the life that has left us is also appropriate at this time. You can use it in the temple if you wish, or in the place that you think most appropriate. If it's a family member, then it might be nice to put it in the sitting room or a room that they used. Just remember to put it out after a while and don't leave it burning all night. In this day and age, when most of us travel away from home several times a month, there are times when a little extra psychic protection is needed from the atmosphere often left behind in hotel rooms. They may be clean physically, but astrally it can be a different story. People do very strange things in hotel rooms. This being so, I, for one, always take precautions to clean the room before I sleep in it. Walls are psychic blotting paper. They soak up all sorts of things that leak out at night and can infiltrate your consciousness when you are vulnerable. You will find one protection in your hotel drawer, the Gideon Bible. Open the Bible at the first chapter of St. John and leave it open on the table. This will keep the atmosphere clean. However, I like to make sure, so I take with me a rose cross. Now, the real rose cross is a complicated piece of symbolism. It takes a while to make and consecrate. So I have a small wooden cross with an artificial rose attached to it. Facing the east, I hold the cross at eye level and project its image onto the wall and command it to take its place as a protection. I repeat this on the south, west, and north walls. When you have completed all four, do the same with the ceiling and then the floor. You are now encompassed by the rose crosses, and this will give you ample protection. There is another way that offers a deeper and stronger protection, though I use it only when I feel a need for it. Stand in the middle of the room and take a deep breath, letting it out slowly and allowing yourself to relax. Repeat the Kabbalistic cross. Ate Malkut Vegevura Vegedula Leolam Amen. Imagine a point of light in the solar plexus and let it slowly grow bigger. Build the sensation of heat and a golden glow of light until you have a sphere of light in the center of your body. Begin to breathe in a rhythm of four in, hold for two, four out, hold for two, and let the sphere grow with every breath. Continue in this way until the sphere encompasses your body and is still growing. As it grows, its power, heat, and light pushes anything of the dark away from the vicinity and cleanses as it does so. Keep it growing until you have created a sphere of light big enough to give you a feeling of safety. We use a sphere because its shape enables the power to surround you entirely. It is one of the forms of protection used by a church-appointed exorcist. It is very, very good.